folks first. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. God's got a sign on the pearly gates. No Mexicans.
All right, okay. Oh, I get it. What's on your mind today there, Lawton?
So, I guess you're feeling pretty good right now, aren't you?
About what?
About what? Tom DeLay, that's what. The Hammer resigning and all that. Here's Mark Maron, fat and happy. I guess for you liberals, this is better than an on-demand abortion and a bong full of Maui Wowie, isn't it?
I got to admit, Lawton, it's not bad.
Well, enjoy it now, surrender monkey, because your day of reckoning is coming hard and fast, just like Dale Earnhardt Jr. in your rearview mirror.
All right, all right. Well, you know, that day of reckoning has already happened for your boy DeLay, buddy, and it was way overdue, my friend. He was the lowest and the worst, and now he's gone, neutered, done. You deal with it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You thought your defeatist secular politics of personal destruction could bring down the Hammer, then you must be back on the crunk. Next time you lib floppers plan a character assassination, I suggest you load your rifle, Oswald. You missed. Game over.
What are you talking about? Day of reckoning you missed. Make some sense, please, Lawton. Make some sense.
I'm talking about the future, Mark.
Uh-huh.
The big picture. The master plan.
All right. So Tom DeLay is a total embarrassment and a disgrace, and that's part of your master plan. Somehow you're spinning hard today, Lawton.
Hey, you just keep napping, grasshopper. The industrious little Republican ants are preparing for winter, and we will not be sharing our food with you when it comes. I promise you that. Starve, liberal grasshopper.
Oh, wait, so what are you ants going to do, huh, Lawton? What's the big plan? What, are you going to run Tom DeLay for president?
I wasn't supposed to tell anybody about this, but yes, Mark, yes, we are.
What? Tom DeLay for president? Yes. Well, that is good news. Just curious, how'd the brain trust come up with that idea?
Well, here's how we're figuring this. Things will get so bad in Congress without the Hammer's masculine Christian leadership, that in 2 years, everyone will be desperate to get him back. Only this time, stronger than he ever was before. DeLay's got the full blessing of George W. two-terms mandate Bush. Plus, Turd Blossom will run his campaign. This is Billary's worst nightmare, I promise you that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. So who's DeLay's running mate?
Jack Abramoff. He'll be out of jail by then, and I tell you what, nobody can work a room like old Jack. He is looking very
DeLay Abramoff in 2008.
President.
I think I'm going to puke, buddy.
Scared, aren't you? Scared. That's because President DeLay will be a real war president.
Uh-huh.
The war on Christians. The war on tax cuts. The war on white males. The war on Texas. The war on war. It's Hammer time, Mark. Die, bugs. Die. Die. Die, bugs.
Look at that. Even you can't sustain the lies anymore, can you? Can you?
Mark.
What?
I'm starting to sound crazy to myself.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, words will come out of my mouth, and I'll say, who's that silly little man talking all that crap?
Mm.
I mean, I hope he doesn't want to talk to me. I avoid eye contact, Mark. Sometimes he gets so loud I want to hurt him with my pickaxe.
Oh.
Blood everywhere. Pickaxe, blood. Blood everywhere.
All right, all right. Hey, Lawton, please, listen to me. Just no, snap out of it. Snap out of it, buddy, all right? Put down the pickaxe, please. Just...
President Tom, two terms, mandate DeLay. Let freedom ring.
Oh, come on. All right, goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye.
God loves you, Mark. Deal with it.
Oh, man, I can't. What's crunk? I don't even know what crunk is.
It's just crank and crack.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah, that's why he always has to clear his throat or something. He's got something stuck in his throat all the time.
Some crunk?